Lyrebird Hill, written by Anna Roma and read by Eloise Oxer. It is midnight. I am hunched on the cold floor of the library, scratching these words by the light of a candle stub. Wind rattles the panes, and the air is heavy with the smell of gunpowder. The men with guns are drawing near. I can hear their shouts as they trample the bracken at the forest edge. Soon they will thunder along the drive and through the trees to the house. Their dogs will catch the scent of blood, and they will find us. A man lies on the floor beside me, covered with my cloak. A dark patch of blood seeps through the grey wool. "Love," I whisper near to his ear. "Can you hear me?" He does not reply. I hear only the wind sighing in the red gums outside and the distant baying of hounds. I watch him in the moonlight, taking in the wide mouth bracketed by lines, the regal nose, the pale skin. His is a face that traps the gaze, draws the unwary observer into a state of curiosity, then intrigue, and then, upon closer acquaintance, into a sort of fearful obsession. I shut my eyes, but it does no good to wish away the past. My yearning is like a knife carving into the soft hollows of my heart. My sorrow feels fatal. All I want now is to die here, in the dark, in the presence of love. I huddle closer. A coppery scent saturates the air. My father used to say that blood has the gutsy odour of raw iron, but I disagree. To me, it is sour, like the rotting shadows of the casuarina tree I played under as a child. It smells of brine and ash, of snakes sliding beneath the old house, of metal buried too long in the earth. So much blood. My glance strays deeper into the room, but I cannot quite bring myself to focus on the other motionless body slumped in the shadows. My attention scurries around it, mouse-like and evasive. It is not that his death grieves me, quite the contrary. He was my bitterest enemy, and I have good reason to rejoice in his parting. I only regret that, by dying, he has condemned us all. Gathering my skirts, I lie down beside my love and link my hot fingers into his large, cool ones. My sob fractures the stillness. Then silence returns. I try to dredge up a prayer, not for my own soul, for I am past saving, but for the loved ones I have lost, the ones who now haunt me. The Lord hears every prayer, my father liked to say, even the prayers of sinners. I try to summon the words, but nothing comes. Perhaps my sins are too great after all, even for the Lord's forgiving ears. It strikes me then how far I have travelled. Not only across a rough sea and into the heart of an unfamiliar land, but within those miles I have made the journey from girl to woman, and then more. Along the way my old self died, and this new unknown self was born. She is an unfamiliar entity, a creature who makes me nervous and oftentimes afraid. Yet I feel more at home in her skin than I did in that of the naive young girl I used to be. I edge closer to the body of the man beside me, trapping his stillness in my arms, wishing I could warm him back to life. Once, he told me that love has the power to create miracles. If that is true, then surely love will grant me this one last wish.